Over 60 years ago, Wolverine Worldwide admits it dumped waste from a waterproofing tannery into a landfill in Belmont. Over time, that land was developed, and the waste, containing per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, commonly known as PFAS, leached from drum barrels and made its way into the drinking water supplies of nearby homes. Fast forward to Wednesday evening, where officials from Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy presented how Wolverine Worldwide proposes to clean it up. And the answer, planting trees.
They are proposing the phytoremediation and limited capping option.
That is Eagle Project Manager Karen Bors, who presented the plan on Wednesday. The process is called phytoremediation, and the idea is to plant thousands of trees over the dump site and let the roots soak up the PFAS chemicals out of the ground. But some aren't sold on the idea.
No matter how strong the uptake might be from the roots, it's not going to get all of that PFAS by any means. And the rest of it that's remaining in those soils will, you know, it'll move in the groundwater.
Dr. Alan Steinman of Grand Valley State University's Annis Water Resources Institute is one of West Michigan's leading authorities on PFAS-contaminated water.
This doesn't make any sense. It's not the right solution, and if they really want to be a good community steward like they claim they want to be, then the thing to do is to, you know, really remove all of it from the soils. I mean, they were the people that put it there, and they need to get it out.
Dr. Steinman says that the option to excavate the PFAS from the Howe Street landfill would cost Wolverine Worldwide at least $200 million, while planting trees would cost the company an estimated $12 million, and thus the decision. And some Howe Street residents are crying foul, like Sandy Winstelt, who lives directly across the street from the landfill.
I have witnessed firsthand what this contamination can do. I watched my husband Joel become sick and die from this cancer. I, too, was diagnosed with cancer 6 months ago. So that means the house here is two for two for cancer.
No final decision has been made by the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy on whether to proceed with Wolverine's plans. Wolverine has agreed to pay roughly $70 million to install Plainfield Township water lines to homes affected by the PFAS contamination, including Howe Street. I'm Daniel Booth.